It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, everybody, it's time for Swap Shop. Oh, we got a phone call coming in right now. Let's go to the phone line. Hang on. Hello, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, I got a lot of old collectibles and a bunch of different items for sale, and I'd like to kind of advertise them if I could.
Sure, sure. We prefer not to take, like, automobiles, or houses, or anything that requires a legal, you know, a legal registration, but sure, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. We'll I don't have any of that. I've got a lot of old collectibles, pocket knives, pocket watches, straight razors, over 1,000 pocket knives.
Wow.
old documents, a lot of old Marion memorabilia, and it's all for sale, and there's much, much more, but you probably don't have time for it all.
Right.
Anyway, I'd like to put it on air there, and my number is 740-383-6587.
685. Give me the last four of the digits there.
740-383-6587.
I got it backwards. 6587. All right. And are you the gentleman that talked to Scott about doing this?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Excellent.
He gave me the information that you'd be on air, and I'd like to get in there and kind of advertise on Thursdays, if you'll allow me.
Sure.
Allow me to do it.
Now, we have a minimal number of people that call, I will say, during this COVID thing. Now, do you have a way to, if somebody wants to see your pocket knives or your razors or all the different memorabilia that you save, do you have a way to greeting them that's kind of safe?
Oh, yeah. They can come directly to my home, as a matter of fact. Okay. I've been doing that for years, and yeah, they can stop by and check anything out that they'd like to check out.
Okay, and I assume you'd be masked as well as they would be masked?
It's not necessary. I'm not afraid.
Okay, all right. I'll have them call you if they'd like to stop by.
That would be great. I can give you my address. No problem with that either.
Why don't you go ahead and do that? And
all right, that would be 1037-1037,
uh-huh.
Bermuda Drive, Marion, Ohio.
Bermuda Drive. Boy, that sounds like a warm place to be. I wish I were there. Maybe not Bermuda Drive, Marion, Ohio, though. All right. You have pocket knives, razors. It sounds like you just have all sorts of stuff that people will have to. Do you have a website where they can see the stuff?
I can put them on their messenger on Facebook if they would prefer
things that they'd like to look at. All right.
Yeah, I can send, you know, photos over messenger. So, yeah, that would be okay to do, too. So.
Okay, and I've got your number is 740-383-6587, and you live at 1037 Bermuda Drive, right?
That's correct.
Well, I hope we can get some people and call in next week, too, and we'll try and get people aware of where you are. And
right.
You're selling all sorts of stuff.
Yes, I am. By the way, I did put it on Facebook that this is happening now, you might get a few more callers anyway,
yeah.
Because there was a lot of people that was interested in Tradio, and
right.
I was one of those.
Yeah.
And I advertised it on Facebook, and I've had a lot of reaction to it, so you may get more callers than you think.
Well, I hope so, yeah. And we will be glad to take their calls at 740-383-9944. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Appreciate
it. And we'll
mention
this more two or three more times today.
Oh, I certainly will.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go. We're getting started. Now, I did mention that my wife said to me last night, you should start telling people how to hold a good garage sale. And I thought, well, that's not a bad idea, but it's still 12 weeks away from the last frost of the year. But you know, she pointed out that you got to plan for them, and you definitely do. If you're going to have a garage sale, you need to plan for it. That's probably the best organizing tip I can give you. Make sure you know what you're going to show. You need to plan all the different things about it, where you're going to have it, where you're going to find the tables and so forth. But let's go over a few of these ideas of how to have a good garage sale. And that's what we're going to do today on Swap Shop, all right? And I'll mention that gentleman's address and phone number again if you want to take down. It sounds like he has all sorts of things, but pocket knives and razors, memorabilia. Those are the three things that he stressed that he has. His number, let me give that to you. We'll give it to you a couple more times during the day. 740-383-6587. Now, if you want to call ahead, give him a call. And maybe if you have an item that you're interested in, he said he'd put it online so you could see it without having to drive over. But he does live at 1037 Bermuda Drive here in Marion. And he's one of the former people that used to get on the other radio station on their Swap Shop, we're very happy that he's mentioned it to several people about Swap Shop here. But with COVID going on, we're not getting a whole lot, and we understand that. It's perfectly fine with us. All right. First of all, these are different things that has been recommended. I looked up all the favorite things people have for having a garage sale. Razors and pocket knives and memorabilia were not high on the list, which is what our caller mentioned. But there are specific people that are interested in that type of thing, and he's got them. Anyway, clothing in good condition. Now, I owned a Playtigan sports store for 5 years, and I can tell you that a lot of these items that they're suggesting you put in your garage sale, well, they were things I used to look for when I was going around. I would go to lots of yard sales, lots of garage sales, and pick up. One of the things that I always was looking for was hockey equipment, and specifically clean hockey equipment. Hockey bags are the smelliest things you've ever had. But anyway, good condition clothing is, you know, especially like kids' baseball pants sold instantly, especially in the spring. You know, memorabilia shirts. You know, if you're a big Cubs fan like I am, you'd love to have a Cubs shirt that fit nicely, even if it was used. To cut my mic down so that you wouldn't hear me sneeze. Everyone needs clothes, and the really savvy shoppers don't really pay a lot for their clothes because they look for the really high quality name brands. And if you can find good, decent clothes of the high quality name brands, but you have to know the name brands, so you have to do a little study. And the good quality seems to hold up. You know, if you buy a really high quality shirt or
coat or something like that. It'll hold up for a long time. I'm wearing a jacket that I bought at a garage sale. It's a leather jacket, and I'm guessing it'll last me till the, it may last my son till he passes. Anyway, so women and men like to see, if they go to a garage sale and they're looking for clothes, they like to see it hung up on a rack. So you might think, well, where am I going to get a rack? Well, you might make one, but they're better sold if you can hang them up rather than folded on a table or in a box. It makes it a lot easier for people to go around. You know, you can reach in the pocket and see if the pocket's in good shape, and you can spread the arms out to make sure that both sleeves are the same length. You know, there are seconds that people sell, and one sleeve is an inch shorter than the other sleeve. So you've got to be careful of that. But anyway, hang them up is a lot better than folding them and leaving them on a card table or something like that. The folding's okay, but it's better if you can hang them up. Also, it's nice if you can note the size. Make sure that there's, if it doesn't say like on the back of the shirt, size 46 or 42 or whatever, you might put a little tag on it that says what the size is if somebody has cut the size out. All right, another thing that's a really good seller are tools, especially old tools. Now, I got to admit that's probably more of a guy thing, but men like power tools as well as just standard old vintage tools. I know when I go to a garage sale, I look at a lot of the tools. I don't buy a lot because I have a lot at home already that I bought at garage sales, but I do like to look at them, and if I'm interested and happen to see something I don't have, I'm probably going to pick it up. So make sure you have your power tools out there. The older vintage tools are helpful. If you can display them in a nice way, you know, so that people know what they are. Some of the old vintage tools, the consumer won't know what they're for because they look different than the new tools. So you might show how they work some way. The more specific you can get on any of these items, and the more information you can give people, the better they will sell. Now, I understand garage sales last maybe maximum 3 days, usually one or two, and it's kind of a pain in the neck to spend 4 months getting ready for a garage sale. But if you want to really sell a lot of stuff, the better planning is going to help you sell more stuff. Make sure, by the way, if you're selling power tools, that you have a power strip so that people can try them. Don't let the kids pick up the power tools. It's just really dangerous. And be very careful and make sure that people who are looking at your power tools are being very careful with them. If they're, you know, like charged stuff, like a drill that has a charger on it, make sure the battery has been charged up. Otherwise, the person won't know whether it works or not, right? So make sure the battery has been charged. Okay, now furniture. Furniture, if you live in a college town, well, this is kind of a semi-college town. We are getting more and more kids that are moving to Marion to go to MTC or go to OSUM. So we have a few, but college towns are the place where furniture just flies off the shelf, or flies off the floor, or flies out the door. So that's a good thing. If you were looking for furniture, it's probably not a bad idea to go to college towns and look around. You might find some stuff that a college kid was given a five-foot bookshelf by his father like I was when I was a kid. He doesn't realize that that bookshelf is probably worth $300-$400. Might sell it for $10-$15 because he doesn't need it anymore. So not a bad place to go and look for furniture. DIY projects are soaring in popularity. People looking for furniture that can be remade or repainted or restained, not a bad idea. Now, I have a lot of furniture that I've bought at garage sales that I was planning to do that to. Haven't gotten around to it. Matter of fact, I have a doctor's cabinet in my bathroom that I have said for at least 30 years that I was going to redo it. Haven't done it. We use it, but it still looks like it did 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever. Old leather furniture is good, but make sure it's in decent shape. But you can put together a mixture of like vinegar, olive oil, and a little lemon juice, and cover the leather furniture with that, and that will really spiff up leather furniture. That's a mixture of vinegar, olive oil, and lemon juice, a little bit of lemon juice, not a lot. That makes it smell better. bookshelves, they always sell. Always. If you have bookshelves, not only can you sell the bookshelf, but you can put things on it that you're trying to sell in your garage sale. Now, if somebody buys the bookshelves before you get the other things sold or before you get very many of them off there, it might cause a little problem, but you've still sold the bookshelf. Then they sell fast at garage sales. So bookshelves are good. And it doesn't make any difference if they're in great shape or terrible shape. I bought a bookshelf from a business in town. I paid $30 for it because it was real heavy duty, and I'm using it for some very heavy stuff in my garage. But I paid $30 for a used, and it would look terrible, but I'll tell you what, you could put a small truck on it, it won't break. So make sure you know what you're buying. Don't buy those cheap aluminum bookshelves if you're going to put really heavy stuff on it. You know what you want it for, and that'll help you do your business. Always, if you're going to put out anything, make sure that you put a decent price on it, but be open for negotiation. Almost everybody that comes to my garage sale asks for a cut down price, which is not a bad thing to think about when you're pricing something. You know, let's say you have a bookshelf that you want to sell for, you don't want to sell it for any less than $10. Put $15 on it. That'll give you some room to drop down. I know it sounds a little underhanded, but that's the techniques that you use, okay? If you're going to do advertisements for your, in the paper, and you can put pictures on, always put pictures of the really spiffy stuff that you've got, all right? I would put pictures, of antiques that you have that you're going to sell, that sort of thing. If you have designer designer pocketbooks or designer shoe boots or stuff like that, put pictures if you can. Most places you can't afford to put ads with pictures in, but you also have to judge whether the price you're paying for your ad is going to be recovered by what you're going to sell items for. So keep that in mind. Okay, vintage dishes. Now, they used to be a lot hotter item than they are now. But, things like Pyrex. There are people that collect Pyrex. Now, Pyrex is good for almost ever if you don't drop it and break it. But Pyrex is, one of those glasses that you can put in the oven and it won't break and stuff like that. So there are people that collect that sort of thing. There are also people that collect stuff like milk glass. And so if you have that, know what you have. Don't put stuff out for 50 cents that's worth $20. You don't have to charge the full $20 if you want to get rid of it, but kind of know what you have. It's not a bad idea to get online and look at eBay and see what other people are selling your stuff for. Now, it mentioned in this article that I was reading that if you have Spodeware, that's not a bad type of glass to sell. Now, my guess is that Spode comes and it goes. There are some people that love Spode, and I have a lot of Spode that my mother left to me. It's not worth anything. I mean, it's worth something, but it's not worth what I expected it to be. And some days, if you watch Antique Roadshow, you'll see if they're showing you 2007 prices and then show you what it's worth today. Quite often, things like that go, boo, they drop in price. So know what you have. Look online and see what other people are trying to sell that same stuff, especially if you're trying to sell things like Spode or some of the more... Here in Ohio, we have a lot of pottery stuff that is valuable, but sometimes it's more valuable than others. So make sure you look online before you price this stuff. Garden tools. We're coming up to spring. Good time to sell garden tools. Make sure that they're clean. If you have an old lawnmower that you're trying to sell, make sure it works. If it doesn't work, make sure you're honest about it and you're telling somebody you're just trying to sell it for either the metal or maybe as a fixer-upper, and do it that way. Now, a lot of, older shovels and rakes and hoes and things like that are good to sell, but quite often they're wooden handles. If they've been out in the garage for 50 years, the wooden handles are shot. So you might think, now, before you buy, go and buy handles for these things. Make sure you can get the price back out of it. So, but you might think about putting new, if they're a really nice tool, you might think about putting a new wooden handle on it. Shoes and handbags. Shoes are especially good sellers if they're high quality, they're real leather, and they're of the right size. You don't want to, I hate to say this, but when I was running my Playtigan sports store, if I had a size 7 or 8 man's baseball shoe, I could have that forever. Because most people that have 7 or 8s, those are through sizes. Those are the sizes that you go through in a matter of 6 months, right? That's the kid who's 12 years old. or 10 years old, and they'll go through that in no time. Now, that isn't an advantage to some people if you have things like that and you can don't mind selling them for 50 cents or a dollar. You can get that money for it because there are people always looking for that size because I got a kid and he's going to play baseball this spring and he's size 7 and I don't want to spend $50 for a pair of shoes he's going to wear for 6 months, right? I remember doing that with my kids. All three of my kids ended up with a lot of shoes. Well, since I owned a Playtigan sports store, there were times where I had stuff for them. But, my biggest sellers, when I had Playtigan sports and I was selling shoes, my biggest sellers, I had to mark real low, but they went fast in the spring. That's when they go. So make sure you have them marked down. Make sure they're clean. Don't try to sell old muddy shoes. They won't sell at all unless you got them for 5 cents. All right. Now, handbags. If they are designer handbags, that's a good thing to try to sell. Now, if they're knockoff designer handbags, and there are a lot of those out, be careful. If you know they're a knockoff, make sure that you tell people that they're a knockoff. Don't try and sell a couch handbag for $100 when it's a knockoff and it's only worth $5. Okay? Costume jewelry, that's it used to sell a lot better than it sells now. But costume jewelry and statement pieces, you know, that sell in garage sales, make sure you place them where they can be seen, and so they can be, like, you can put a coat hanger out and hang your necklaces on that. Now, if you have good stuff, you might think about not selling them good stuff in a garage sale. Sell the, and I was going to say junk. It's not junk. If it's nice looking, there are people that will pay a good price for good looking jewelry. Even cosmetic jewelry and even what do they call it, statement pieces. There are people that'll pay a decent amount of money for some of that stuff. Also, know what you have. Don't make sure that if it says Tiffany on it and it's a lamp, you don't sell it for $5. Get a decent price for good stuff. But if you're going to have really good stuff like Tiffany, I would sell that through a different, I would not sell that at a garage sale. Make sure you know what you have. Like I said, look it up on eBay. Most of the stuff you're going to sell will be on eBay. I know I'm telling you some stuff that's going to take you a long time to do, but think about it. So while we're doing that, let me give that gentleman's phone number again. He has pocket knives, razor blades. You know the straight razors? I think that's what he said. He also has all sorts of memorabilia that he's trying to sell. He's got thousands of items that he's willing to sell. And his number is 740-383-6587. He even gave us his address in case you want to stop by. It's 1037 Bermuda Drive here in Marion, Ohio. So you might give him a call. All right. Games and toys. Those are things that are popular. It kind of depends on what they are. If you're going to sell the old board games like Monopoly or Life, those two are pretty popular. Monopoly especially, but you got to make sure they have all their parts. Every single piece has to be there. Little tight plastic furniture is also pretty popular right now. If you're going to sell bicycles and things that have tires, make sure the tires are pumped up. You know, I have a truck, one of those things that you carry boxes around on, and those tires are always going flat on. Make sure you got them pumped up so somebody knows what they're truly like when they're ready to go, right? All right, if you're going to sell books, you know, we have local libraries has book sales, and you're gonna have to mark them down pretty good. Hardback books you might be able to get $1 to $3 for. Paperback books, I personally would sell them by the bag full. You know, buy a bag, give them the bags, say fill this bag up, and for $3 you can have every book you can stuff in that bag, every paperback book you can stuff in that bag. Not a bad way to get rid of some books that you haven't read in years. Now, if they're antique books, my father being a minister and having a lot of antique books, I would not recommend selling antique books at a garage sale. Sell them to dealers and that sort of thing if you can, on eBay. And also, again, you can look on eBay for just about any item you're going to sell, and it'll give you a hint at what price you should ask for it. And I would guess that you're going to ask slightly less than what the eBays are trying to sell their stuff for, because you don't have to mail it, and you don't have to charge taxes on it, and there are a lot of things that make it cheaper to sell in your garage sale. Appliances. Now, appliances, that's a different story. It's a good idea to have a power strip around, like I said about the power tools, so that you can show people that the appliances work. Make sure they work. If they aren't working, I wouldn't try to sell them. I would get rid of them as the metal or whatever that they have value in. But you can go ahead and give them a try. But make sure if they don't work, make sure the person knows it doesn't work and that you're selling it just for parts. And make sure all of your appliances are spotless. If they're real clean, they'll go a lot faster, right? Okay. Camping gear. Now, that's kind of, my wife and I camp a lot. Now, we camp now in a trailer, so we don't have tents and stuff like that. We don't even have sleeping bags anymore because we're inside. But if you're going to sell camping gear at a yard or a garden sale, make sure you put them where they can be seen. Like, make sure your tent, if you're going to sell a tent, make sure it's up, so people know that it doesn't have big holes in it and stuff like that. I know all this stuff takes time. One of the most annoying things is you go out at 6:30 in the morning to start getting ready to put stuff up. You're not ready at all, and some car pulls up and they want to buy stuff while you're putting it up. That is annoying. If you're one of those people, I'm sorry, you're annoying. But make sure that if you do start putting up at 6:30 and somebody comes by at 7, be ready to sell. Make sure that you have change. You've got to have, if you're going to do a garage sale, you're going to have ones. You're going to have a few fives. You may even have to have a few tens. And also, if you have high-priced things, you may have to have 20s. But make sure you have change. Most people usually have quarter items. Make sure you have quarters. I wouldn't sell things for a nickel. it's just too much effort for a nickel, okay? If you're going to do that, take 6 items that you wanted to sell for a nickel and put it in a bag and say, a grab bag, 25 cents, okay? Just a thought. All right, exercise equipment. I will guarantee you, at the first garage sale you see this spring, there will be some exercise equipment that you've just seen on TV. I used to sell, matter of fact, I use a treadmill that I sold at my Play It Again sports store. Now, it was about a $3,000 treadmill that I bought for about $500. I didn't get rid of it before I closed my store, so I kept it. But I've been using it now for a lot of years, 21 years. I closed in 2001, I think it was, or 2000. So I kept it, not 2001. So I've had it for 20 years, and it's still running like a champ. If it hadn't been flooded in my basement, everything would still work. But we kind of killed the program things. So, but anyway, if you have exercise equipment, a basic exercise equipment, it will sell pretty quickly. Like if you have weights and a weight bench, that type of thing, it'll sell pretty quickly. Make sure the kids don't play with it. They'll drop a 25-pound thing on their toes, and you'll never hear the end of that. So make sure if you have weights out, the kids don't play with it. Matter of fact, it's probably not a bad idea to ask parents to not let the kids get on your exercises and that sort of thing, because they can always get hung up a foot or a toe in a sprocket is not very comfortable. Treadmills, they will, as long as they're working and you can prove it again, have a power strip around. Or if they're manual treadmills, they will sell too, but not, they better be at a very low price. Treadmills and bikes, they kind of hang around unless you have a really low price on it. They're hard to move. Treadmills are heavy. Exercycles are heavy. All those things like that are kind of heavy. So make sure that if you can, have your grandkids help you move stuff to cars and stuff. But exercise equipment will attract attention. So it's not a bad idea to put it out front where people can see it. And it's best if you can do it in spring. That's when everybody's trying to get ready for get into their swim gear. So exercise equipment probably sells best early in spring. Some of the bad things. These are some of the bad things. Stuffed animals, not a great item. Now, you can put them out, and as long as your price is low, you'll get rid of some. There are people that collect stuffed animals, so and if they're really cute, there will be some moms that will buy them for their kids. But make sure the price is pretty good, pretty low. Used makeup, nobody wants used makeup. Don't even put it out. Travel souvenirs, they're not real big sellers. You know, who wants to have a shot glass from Las Vegas and they've never been there? It there is no memory attached to it, so I would not do travel souvenirs. VHS tapes, unless you're selling them with the VCR recorder, they won't sell, so I wouldn't put them out. They can get them at Salvation Army or Goodwill for a buck. So it's hardly worth the effort to move them out there. Used undergarments, absolutely not. Don't even think about it. Used shoes that are in bad shape and are cheap, I would just give them away, right? Dirty items. Never have dirty items out. If you can't clean them up, don't put them out. Okay, use toiletries. Half a bottle of shampoo, yeah, everybody wants one of those. Some conditioner, no, don't do it. Broken appliances, like I said earlier, some people will buy them thinking they can fix them, but they better be very cheap, and you really need to tell the person that they are what's wrong with them. Old TVs, I would not do that. I would I would get rid of them in some other way because they're so heavy. If it's not a flat screen TV, I wouldn't even mess with it, right? I've got two or three in my basement right now that I don't know what to do with, but I'm sure not going to lug them up the stairs and try and sell them for a buck. All right. Here's some of the things you need to do to get organized. You have to make sure you put signs out, right? And you need to put them where people, so that people can follow the sign to get to your house, okay? Find the busiest corners. That's where you want to put them. It's probably not a bad idea to ask, if they're on private property, ask the person, can I put a sign in your yard? Now, if they're on public property, you can put them there. But make sure you take them down. Don't just put them there and leave them. Take them down. Because you're not going to make the maintenance people around Marion real happy if you just leave signs up all over the place. If you're going to have it at your home, post a sign that says no public restroom. Now, if somebody's in deep trouble, sure, let them use your restroom if you feel comfortable. I would post the sign that says no public restroom, okay? Make sure you get organized. Make sure you know what things you're going to sell. Have them ready to go right at 6:30 in the morning so you can get them all out there. Put them in groups of collectibles and tools and furniture and sporting goods and, you know, that sort of thing. Make sure they're in groups so that people don't look at a exercise over here on the right side and then a weight system over on the left side. Try to put them in groups so that people that are interested in that type of thing can get right to them. Make plenty of room. People like to be able to move around. If you're going to have it in your yard, make sure there's plenty of walkway around stuff. Use as many tables as you can. Get lots of tables. Borrow them from your neighbors. If it's a rainy day and it's really wet out on your grass, be careful of what to, card table, those little skinny legs can just go straight down in that stuff. So rainy days are not good days to have yard sales anyway. So Make tables with sawhorses. You can do that. You can borrow some from your friends or your church. The only exception, place kids' tools down on their eye level. So you may not put them, you may put them on a tablecloth that you lay on the ground, okay? So the kids can touch them and scream, "Mommy, I want this!" Right? Okay. Put them on tarps or something along that line. Now, if you're going to have clothes, like I said earlier, try to hang them up. They sell better that way. The hanging clothes are easier to see. They can get to the size easier than if you have them all folded up and or in a box or something like that. You can avoid the question, does this still work, by making sure that people have outlets where they can plug stuff in and try that themselves. And that'll save you having to go over to, you know, your power drill and tell people time after time after time, yeah, it works. If you have a place they can plug it in, they'll figure that out, right? Designate a free box. That's always a good thing. And have a big sign that says free. And know what's in that box, because there will be people that will say, "Oh no, I got this out of the free box." No, they didn't. Know what's in there. Label what's not for sale. So if you have something that's sitting out, but you had to put it on a table, and you don't want to sell the table, you might put on that table, "This is not for sale. Table not for sale." Make sure the price is right. Always make sure the price is right. A good rule of thumb for garage sales is to price each item about 20% of what you paid for it. So if you bought a power drill for $50 and you can sell it for $10. Now, that's if it's clean and it's working, right? Okay. Make sure that the people, guests are comfortable. They'll stay longer. Have some easy listening music playing if you can, or songs that people can sing along with. Greet the people. Be friendly. Nothing worse than going to a garage sale and people are acting at you like they wish you weren't, like you weren't there, right? All right, and donate your leftovers. Make sure you have that lined up before the fact. If you can call Goodwill or Salvation Army, might not be a bad idea. Excuse me. Got a little cough. All right. We're just about time to get out of here. But let me read that gentleman's phone number and address, who is selling all sorts of memorabilia. He's got dozens of knives and razors, that type of thing, and other memorabilia. Give him a call. He'll tell you what he's got. 740-383-6587. Let me read that again to you. 740-383-6587. He happens to live at 1037 Bermuda Drive. If you want to drive by, he isn't afraid of having people stop by unmasked, but my suggestion to you is that you mask up just for his sake, so you don't give him what you got, right? Even if it isn't COVID, you could give him a cold that nobody wants right now at this time of the year. Yikes, colds are going crazy too. All right, well, I really appreciate you tuning in to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We had a good morning. We got about 50 seconds before we're out of here, and I hope you have a good day. We had a lot of memorabilia trivia about Valentine's. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Keep yourself safe, and we'll talk to you next. On the air next Wednesday morning, and we'll have Dr. Feynman will be on with me on A Progressive Life Wednesday afternoon, and then we'll do this again on Thursday. I hope you tune in. We had a good day, and stay safe, be healthy, wear your mask. I'm Glenn Coble, And thanks for tuning in to Swap Shop here on WWGH FM 107.1.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place.